So today's topic is cultivating diligence in Chan practice. I can't remember how it's translated in Chinese. Someone translated it in Chinese for me. 那今天的题目呢是怎么在禅修里面呢去怎么样可以更精进哈。那我们so we're here to engage in a Chan practice, and we all do this in different ways, going about it in different ways. So some of us engage in the practice of meditation, sitting meditation, using methods such as counting the breath method, or using Hua Chou method, some of us who have gone to retreats. And some of us engage in other methods like reciting the Buddha's name to calm and stabilize the mind. And in addition to that, maybe we also engage in other practices such as some of the parameters like dana, giving of our time, our energy in volunteering, or giving our money to help others. We have all been here as a community, engaged in the practice in our own way, diligently. Now, 我们讲这个怎么在禅修里面可以更精进呢？可以，我们先想一下哈，我们大家都是在这里，我们是这里的禅中心，都是来修行禅法的，我们是来修禅法的。那我们可是每一个人因为因缘不一样哈，都会用不同的方式来修行的。有一些菩萨就或者是用打坐或许每天打坐，每个礼拜六来打坐，会去参加精进禅期、精进禅时，用或者是那呼吸法啊，或者是参话头啊的方法。有些菩萨们就用其他的方法，或者是念佛，一天都会念佛，在做什么事情就在念佛。还有学呢这些就是来安定那个心的方法以外，我们还有会用其他的方法，可能是就是修六波罗蜜，很多这里的菩萨都是很静静的修行供养布施波罗蜜，就是布施自己的时间啊，自己的金钱啊，自己的精力啊，常常来这里做义工这些都是不同的修行的方法。所以我们这里这个团体大家都是，很多人都是用自己的方法很精进的在修行。那因为我们为什么我们是今天来听佛法，而不是去在家看电视哈，去玩，去看电影哈，那都是因为我们希望做一个好的人，对吧？ So the fact that we're here, sitting here in the Chan Meditation Center, listening to a Dharma talk, it's a Sunday morning. Instead of sleeping in or going to do something fun, go see a movie or party with our friends or something, a little early for partying, I know, but just stay up last night partying. Why do we make this choice? Because we all want to do something, work hard to be a good person, right? To be a better person, right? So this is what we're doing here, why we're doing what we're doing. And this leads me to a question, a very interesting question that caught me thinking, actually caught me not being able to think and respond. It was during a Buddhist pilgrimage when we travel with the late Dr. John Crook and his Buddhist community from Britain, we went to pilgrimage to visit important Chan monasteries in China in 2008. And we went to the most important place recommended by Master Shen Yan, who said that that's the place where active Chan practice is still going on in China, one of the very few places called Gaomingshi. And we were very fortunate that we were able to meet the old master there, still leading the practice, De Ling Master. And when we met with him, in the very beginning of our conversation, he asked this question: if we do not do bad things, are we a good person?那这里我们在这里啊都是希望做一个好的人哈，就是精进修行，希望做一个好的人。那当又想到这个时候，我就让我联想到一个有一次我跟一批那个英国的禅宗到中国大陆朝圣去参访一些重要的禅宗的寺庙。那师父就是告诉我们呢，一个一定要去的就是高明寺，因为这个是中国大陆里面已经不多那个还是在真正是在修行禅法的地方的道场，那高明寺是其中一个。那我们很有福报，我们到那边的时候呢，可以有机会跟那边的老和尚德林老和尚。那个见面，那给我们见面呢，他就是那我们会面的时候，老和尚问我们一个问题，那让我们没有办法回答。那老和尚问：那我如果我们不做坏的事情，坏的事情我们都不做，那我们是不是好人？那个时候啊，我们就想愣一下，应该是吧，啊 ，so we were a little bit stunned by the questions, like, yeah, right, like, right? If we don't do bad things, we good person, right? Should be, isn't that what we doing? Right? 应该是吧，如果不做坏事，应该我们就是这个好人吧。So, but this question sort of, it's 2008, but it's been sort of hanging around in my mind because I was like, why is it that I couldn't quite really answer it? And so I thought I'd use this opportunity to kind of share my thoughts in contemplating this question with you. 那因为这个哈，那个时候我们没有办法，我自己没有办法真正的很满意的回答这个问题啊。希望应该是吧，可是好像不是哦。那我希望用今天这个机会跟大家分享一下那个我在那个参这个问题可以想到什么啊。那希望看看大家觉得有什么意见可以让我可以学习。So maybe I hope I can share my thoughts and maybe I can get some of your input help me along with this. First of all, what do we mean by not doing bad things? 我们先想想看。那老和尚说我们不做坏事是不是好人，那先我们想一想，不做坏事的意思是什么，你们觉得呢？ What do you think? What do we think we mean when we say not doing bad things? Yes, Anselma. 嗯哼。Yes, thank you very much. And Anselmo, I'm going to paraphrase so everyone can hear. So Anselmo mentioned that while usually we mean by not doing bad things is in the Buddhist context, not breaking the precepts, right? The five precepts referring to not killing, not telling lies, not stealing, not engaging in sexual misconduct, and also not consuming intoxicants, right? That clouds our mind. So, like, so when we can refrain from doing that, we are moving towards being a good person. But that's not the whole story. Like, in the Buddhist context, there's also the need to engage in wholesome acts as well. Right. So very good. But like, when we think about not doing bad things, we think of not doing things that break the precepts. Right. Right.那个恩萨玛菩萨呢就说，那不做坏事就是不要破五戒嘛，我们就破五戒就不杀生，不撒谎，不偷盗，不邪淫，还有不喝酒，那个就是不做坏事就是不要做这些事情。当然啦，作为一个在佛法里面呢。不只是说不做这些不好的事情，我们还要做善法，行善法嘛，哈。可是我在问，我们心里面想的不做坏事，不做坏事就是这个意思，不要破五戒。So very good, perhaps in addition to these.Kind of more obvious bad things, like everyone knows, not killing. Killing is a bad thing we wouldn't want to do, right? Perhaps as a practitioner, especially as a charm practitioner that engage in the training of our mind, we would also think of not giving rise to vexations, right? Refraining from giving rise to vexations, like getting angry, we're not killing anybody, but getting angry is not a good thing, right? So when we, as we practice, we'll begin to see that maybe not getting angry, not getting upset, maybe not being so greedy, right? Not being so greedy is another thing, another bad thing that we try to stop doing, or doing less.Does that resonate with your experience? 那我们都这个很明显哈，那个不要做坏事，就不要杀生啊，不杀人啊，不要偷盗，这个大家都懂的哈。那可是当我们开始修行，我们在这里修行佛法、修行禅法，都是我们在修心的哈。那个修心的时候，我们就慢慢的觉得。那个不只是这些杀生啊、偷盗啊，是恶业。我们也知道呢，那个三毒啊，那个贪嗔痴，我们如果一直在让这些三毒显现出来，也是恶行哈，是吗？那当我们慢慢修行的时候，我们也知道要生气。生气发脾气是坏事，就是也是不好的。我们不要发脾气，我们也不要生起贪心，生起贪心，这个也是那个不好的事情。我们也慢慢修行都要不要做的，是吗？We at least try to do this in our practice. And I guess the question is, when we think about when we do not do bad things, which includes not getting angry, not being greedy, are we a good person? So, 那我们再回到这个问题，我们不做坏事，我们是不是好人？所以我的意思是说，我们不犯五戒，不发脾气，不贪心，我们是不是好人？是就这样子了吗？就这么简单吗？So we think about it. We in our practice, actually, for those of us who think back to the day when we first started practice, right? We had bad temper. We get angry very easily when someone criticizes us. We get very upset, right? We get upset and then we kind of say bad things back to them because we want to get back at them. Or when we don't get what we want, we get very angry. We throw a tantrum, right? Or when we are eating with other people and we see food we really like, what do? We get all the pieces that we like, right? Like, because me first, I want to get what I want first. That's the greed. And as we practice, we refrain from doing that. And people around us notice we have become a better person. We don't get upset so easily as people criticize us. We can kind of just stay cool and maybe even smile. And other people who don't practice think it's incredible someone can do this, right? So we feel pretty good about our practice. The fact that we are able to do something that most other people find pretty incredibly difficult, right? That's when we notice, wow, the practice is useful. It really makes a difference. It really makes a difference. 那当我们这个有修行过一段时间的菩萨们，大家我们都是哈，想回想到刚刚开始修行或是还没有开始修行学佛的时候，我们都会知道，都是每个人都有这些问题的啦，每个人都一样的啦，很容易发脾气，就是人家讲一些我们不喜欢听的话，批评我们，我们就生气。我们还要骂他们呢，回骂他们哦，或是呢，我们那个有一些不顺我们意的事情发生了，我们就生气，就是大发脾气，对自己发脾气，对其他人发脾气，都会发生。我们忘记而已啦，我们不想再想，是常常有做哈，以前还有呢，当我们跟人家吃饭的时候，看到自己喜欢吃的东西。就拿几块都拿自己喜欢吃的东西全部拿，因为我就是觉得我喜欢的最重要哈，满足自己的欲望。那慢慢当我们修行了，就发现哎呀，这就是三毒啊，又贪啊嗔啊，就不要做了。我们就慢慢少，越来越少做了，越来越那现在呢，多修行之后会发现，哎，有人批评我们的时候，我们不会发脾气，不会再骂他们。好，我们身边没有修行的人呐，看着我们呢，会觉得哇，你很了不起哦，你很了不起哦，人家骂你啊，批评你，你都不生气的，你都可以，就是还可以微笑的，哇，你真的了不起。那我们会觉得，哎，啊，那个修行蛮有用的哈，那个这个佛法真有用的，这真的我们用，真的是可以有用的。会这样相信，这个是让我们对佛法有信心，很好哈。The interesting thing is, when we become this better person, not get upset so easily, other people noticing that will comment on us. Wow, like you can be so calm and you don't get upset and stuff. It's possible that whether we notice or not notice, that we become a little bit self-satisfied. that that well, like, you know, I'm doing pretty good in my practice, because we're seeing the results. We are becoming a better person. We have become a better person than before, right? 那问题就是当身边的人这样子称赞我们哈，说哇你很了不起，你不会乱发脾气哈，啊，真的很不容易。我们知道也好，不知道不觉知觉也好，心里面大概会升起一点点，就是有点沾沾自喜哈，说哎呀，我的修行还蛮不错的啊，我修行还蛮的，有一点点修行哈。会这样想，修行有用吗？因为我们看到修行的功效。So, the question here is it okay for us to kind of be satisfied with this result of a practice? Now, to live on being this better person, not get angry so easily,being less greedy than before, and keep on this way. And would that be diligent? Would that be diligent enough? 那问题就是其实这个很不错哈，不会乱发脾气，没有以前那么多烦恼。那问题就是当我们修行一段时间有这样子的经验我们是有改善了，我们的生活有改善了，没有那么多烦恼了那问题就是是不是就可以说哎，这样子很好啊，我就一直就这样子，就不要生气，不要那么容易生气，不要那么贪心，就这样下去就好了。那这样子算不算是精进呢？算不算精进？ So, when we think about diligence in the practice, we can turn to the teaching of the four proper exertions for guidance, right? To look at that. 那我们谈到那个修行里面的精进，那我们可以参考佛法里面，其实三十七道品里面的一部分，就是那个四正勤里面的佛法的教导，让给我们参考。So the very very quickly the four proper exertions.Which I know in some earlier kind of alluded to, has to do with the four proper exertions. First is that we try to cut off or let go of the unwholesome deeds that have arisen. Unwholesome deeds that we have already given rise to, we cut them off. We don't let them continue.Again and again and again. The second is that we prevent unwholesome deeds that have yet to arisen from arising. So unwholesome deeds that we haven't even given rise to, we practice so that we don't let them arise. And the third and the fourth has to do with wholesome deeds, the part thatAnd Sama was alluding to, but to give rise to wholesome deeds that have yet to arisen. So there are wholesome deeds that we haven't given rise to. We strive, we practice hard to give rise to them. And for the wholesome deeds that have already arisen, we practice hard to do more of it. So, today, I will focus on the first two exertions, on the giving rise to, not to cut off, not giving rise to more of the unwholesome deeds that we have given rise to, and preventing them from arising, right? And This talk actually has a part two that will be on March 18th, when I will talk more about the part on wholesome deeds. 那在这个市政情的市政情里面呢，讲到这我们怎么样精进的修行。那市政情是什么呢？市政情就是第一个就是讲到我们已经升起的不好的恶的行为，我们要立刻把它断掉。不要继续再升起这些恶行。那还没有升起的恶行，我们不要让它升起，还没有做的就不要去升起它。那这个头两个是讲到恶行哈，那第三第四个是讲那个善法一些我们还没有升起的善行，我们要要让它升起，我们要努力修行，让我们多行善，升起善法。那已经升起的善法，我们要让它多更多的升起，是这个是四真情哈。那我们今天呢会主要会讲到头两个。就是那个不好的行为恶行哈。When we talk about not giving rise to unwholesome deeds in the four exertions, what do we mean? What do we mean by unwholesome deeds? 那我们想到恶行恶法，不要升起那个恶行。我们这个恶行是什么意思呢？不要升起恶行是什么意思呢？那刚才so earlier when we talk about not doing bad things, like Anselma share with us, at that level, at one level, it means not behaving badly, right? Not behaving badly, in our action.So not killing, not stealing, not engaging in sexual misconduct, and also also in speech, right? Not telling lies or not saying harsh things to others. 那刚才 Anselma 菩萨也讲到了，其实通常我们想那个恶行呢，什么是恶行？不要做坏事。就是通常我们就是从这个行为跟我们嘴巴讲这个行为，身体口的那个行那个层次的行为讲的，所以不要杀生啊，不杀人啊，不要偷盗啊，不要邪淫啊，这就是身体的恶业哈。然后就是那个口嘴巴，就是不要撒谎啊。另外就是不要讲一些很伤害人的说话，就是我们很生气讲着出来的说话很难听的，这个是那个就是那个恶行哈。So that's action and thought. Let's think about thoughts. Should we?Consider giving rise to unwholesome thoughts as part of giving rise to unwholesome deeds. 那我们想到另外一个层次，那个我们升起的心念，那我们可不可以说，如果我们心想一些恶念，那个算不算是我们升起恶行啊？算不算啊？ Does it count? Giving rise to unwholesome thoughts? And it's a number of thoughts. Yes, that counts, right? Actually, if we really think about it, where do bodily action and our speech come from? Our thoughts, right? The thoughts arise that propel us to say something and act in a certain way, right? 其实我们想一些想深一层哈，我们的身体还有我们嘴巴讲的东西是从哪里来的？就是心念。那生的心念，我们才嘴巴会讲一些事情，讲一些说话出来，身体会做一些行为出来。Although the sequence of thoughts arising, resulting in our speech and bodily action, very often happens so quickly that we don't see the thought at all. We only see the action and the speech, right? 可是因为通常哈，我们的心念在我们的身体，我们嘴巴讲东西，讲什么说话，出来之前，那个升起的心念。这个事情发生的太快了，我们通常基本上看不到那个身体的行为，嘴巴讲的是之前升起的那个信念，看不到的。我们通常是看不到的，我们心通常不够明净。Usually our mind is not clear enough to even see the thought preceding our speech and action.So, when we think about being a good person, we focus on not doing bad things, not saying bad things, right? So, maybe we are able, so in our practice, we focus on that, which is very good, right? We focus on that, we try to keep ourselves from engaging, giving rise to,unwholesome speech, not to say mean things, not to tell lies, not to hurt others. We try to keep these unwholesome speech and bodily actions from manifesting. And we, as we practice more, we can do it more often, right? We don't get angry, we don't say upsetting things. And we do it more often, we can do it when we're with other people, but we'll find that from time to time, we still get upset, we still get angry. Yes, like I'm the first to tell. We still get upset, and we still get angry. We still give rise to these bodily.Actions and even just speech, maybe not throwing a huge tantrum, but just jabby things that we say come out in our speech in one way or the other, right? And maybe we become quite good at not doing this to people like at work, or maybe we've served clients, we have customers, we are good at refraining from doing that, but somehow it would just come out maybe when we're a little bit more relaxed, like at home, like we do it to our spouse, to our parent, to our children, we just feel, it just comes out, it has to come out somewhere, right? So it happens like that, right?
Because that's stealing. Mm-hmm. I felt bad, but I still took it.
That's right. That is still stealing.
Right.
Yes.
Because no one, yeah. But after the practice, I feel like, you know, because Shifu one time said that the small little things, they add up.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And then little by little, I feel like.
That's right.
Maybe I'm not stealing a computer from my office, but, mm-hmm. but taking the letter openers and the pens and the paper.
So let me translate what I just said. So first before I get to your part. 所以呢我们通常因为我们通常没有看到身口的行为之前升起的那个念头， 所以我们说我们修行要做一个不要做 恶行、要做好人，我们通常就是、注意我们的、身体的行为，我们讲的东西很好很好，这样的修行很重要的，所以我们就是尽量不要、讲一些很难听的说话，不要生气，不要发脾气，不要做伤害其他人的事情啊。最少呢，我们不要让这些行为显现出来哈。我们有可能想做想讲，可是不讲出来哈。这跟其他人的时候，或是跟同事啊，或是跟客人啊，我们工作有关系的外人啊，我们尽量可以控制的哈。可是有些时候，我们还是没有办法会发脾气，会生气的嘛，好，都会发现，会显现出来。所以有些时候可能就是在我们比较觉得比较可以放松一点的情况，跟家人一块啊，跟自己的太太啊、先生啊，或者是父母亲啊、小孩啊，会比较容易在那些情况就是发那个脾气就发出来。或是不是发很大的脾气，用很难听的说话来骂人，可是这是在这里里面就是有些刺的啦哈，讲的话是有一点点就是不好听的东西在里面哈，这样子因为我们没有办法控制，是有一些脾气还是要发出来的那刚才 Ansama 就说，其实呢也不是说一定只是很大的发很大的脾气，或是去杀人啊、偷什么大的东西啊，我们日常生活里面或是有一点点，他说有一次他办公室里面是拿一个开信刀子，小小的东西嘛，可是师傅说就是偷一个拿一些很不值钱的东西也算是偷盗，可是我们心里面会觉得哎呀这么小的东西无所谓嘛、right. 就会觉得应该没有问题吧So actually it's very interesting, very good point of Zama talk about sometimes we do little things, we don't usually, most of us haven't killed a person, I would think, yeah, so don't admit to me now, but we have done little things, and then what I want you to notice in what Ansama mentioned is that we do it, we kind of know it's not right, but then we rationalize it to ourselves. It's just a little thing, and it's okay, and it doesn't really hurt anybody, really, in the large scheme of things, right? So, 那我们想看一下，通常我们会做一点点的那个我们说算是坏事哈，可是我们说哎呀一点点无所谓啦，这个有没有伤害什么人，偷一点点东西拿一点点东西其实也不算是偷啦，其实拿了点如果没有人觉得有需要了，我们会跟我们的心里面在讲在解释，然后就要让自己觉得这样子没有问题啦，然后我们就算了过去了哈。我们记得 So think about this. In these few it can be seconds, it can be a couple minutes of internal conversation rationalizing this act. Think about how many unwholesome thoughts we have given rise.我们想想看，在这几秒钟或是几分钟，我们在心里面啊对话，哎呀无所谓啦，这个因为没有问题，没有人受到伤害嘛，一点点无所谓了。我们的心升起了多少个恶的念头？不是杀人放火，可是不正念。So really, when we think aboutcultivating diligence in Chan practice, what we really need to do is to pay attention to to the mental dharma that arise in our mind, what we call thoughts, moment to moment, to cultivate this clarity, to be able to become very clearly aware, to be able to observe, to see clearly these ceaselessly arising thoughts, thought after thought, thought after thought. This is a very different level of applying the four proper exertions. Because when we only think about, like not giving rise to unwholesome deeds by not getting angry when someone criticizes me, well, then you are really refraining from unwholesome deeds when someone criticizes you, which happened once in a while, and you don't get upset. I'm done. That's it. But what we need to recognize is that the thoughts are rising continuously, ceaselessly, moment to moment in our mind. Think about that. 那我们想到要怎么样去真正的精进的去修行禅法的时候，其实我们就是又想到需要修炼我们的心，让我们的心随时随地都是很明净的。当我们的心很明净的时候，才有办法可以很清楚的关照到我们每一个刹那，每一个刹那那个心起心动念究竟是在做什么。我们刚才讲的那些心里面升起的念头，是不是在生恶念？这个是跟我们刚才讲的那个是修的四正勤是完全不一样。我们刚才又说，哎呀，这个当人家那个批评我们的时候，我们不生气不发脾气。我们就是有人批评我们的时候，不是常常嘛，不是整天嘛，哈啊，只是有一些时候有人批评我们，我不生气，那我们觉得我就修好了，我就不发脾气，真好，我就修行了，我精进了，哈。可是我们随时随地什么时候有没有人批评我们，我们还是起心动念，每一个刹那每一个刹那都在起心动念，我们知不知道？ So do we know in this moment, do we know if it is wholesome or unwholesome thought that's arisingright now in our mind? How about the next moment? Do we know? If we are not aware of these thoughts arising, if we are not aware whether it's unwholesome or wholesome thoughts arising in our mind, how do we know? How do we know that we are not giving rise to unwholesome thoughts this moment? And again,and again and again and again and again. How do we know that if we are not clearly aware of what's going on in our mind? 那我们想想看哈，那如果我们的心不能随时保持是很明净的，不知道，其实不清楚究竟是什么心念在我们心里面升起的时候，那我们怎么知道这一刹那的心升起的是恶念还是善念？我们怎么知道我们这一刹那不是在升起恶念，再升起一个，再升一个，再升一个，一直在升恶念？我们怎么知道？我们都不知道，我们不知道，我们的心不够明净，不够清楚。都不知道。 Chances are, if I were to guess, I'm talking about myself, you think about you, but I will guess also, this applies to everyone, usually. Chances are that we are giving rise to unwholesome thoughts most of the time. But we're simply unaware of it. Now, why do I make this guess? Well, it's because we all, as sentient beings, have very entrenched habitual tendencies that's based on all the vexations of greed, hatred, and ignorance that we have developed this habit for a very, very, very long time. So our mind is filled with these habitual tendencies. And since we have not been aware of them, that means we haven't cut them off, and they just keep feeding new ones to arise in our mind, moment to moment to moment. But that will be that chances are that's what's been happening. I know that's happening for me. So you can go investigate yourself, right? 那我想哈，通常我们的心都不够明镜，不清楚，不知道心里面发生什么事情。可是如果要猜的话哈，我又要猜的话呢，大概大部分时间我们心里面升起的都是恶念，都是恶念。那为什么呢？都为什么这样猜呢？因为我们在无始以来就是那个做一个众生哈，这个普通的众生都是有这些很一直根深蒂固的那个习性，就是那个贪嗔痴为根本的这些恶念一直在升起。那因为我们都没有看清楚，不知道他们这些恶念在升起，那当然我们就没有去把它除掉啦，都不知道在哪，在那边啊，你没有看到那个尘在那边，你不会把它扫掉吧？都不知道有哈，不知道心里面的这些恶念没有去除掉，没有除掉，就是这些恶念就一直让我们再生恶念，我们的心就是这样子的。So, as long as we do not cultivate and sharpen our awareness of these mental habits, we won't have the opportunity to cut off or prevent the arising of these unwholesome mental habits. Right. So, think back to the first two proper exertions. We want to try to cut off unwholesome deeds that have arisen because we don't even know they're here. We won't start cutting it off, and not to mention preventing them from arising. So, well, I'm going to challenge some of us, or actually all of us, some more. One may say that I have practiced many years, decades, many of us engage in practice for a while. I practice very hard, like depending on what we do. We recite the Buddha's name, I recite the Buddha's name all the time. Or I pick up the huato, I use the huato method or the breath method. And because of this, no bad thoughts can arise. Bad thoughts don't arise. That may be the case, at least from what you are aware of, from what we are aware of. Right? That may be that actually very often can be the case in it can be our experience when we're in a retreat. Then I'm going to ask ourselves this question: Have we used the calmness of mind we have been able to cultivate from meditation or from reciting the Buddha's name, whatnot? Have we used this calmness and stability of mind to penetrate our mind, to investigate, to try to see clearly what arises in our mind? Or have we been using our method, our huato, our breath, our counting the breath, or our reciting the Buddha's name, whatever method we use, have we been using these method of practice to mask these subtle thoughts that arise in our mind so that we don't see them? It's not a conscious, necessarily conscious process, but has that been happening? Have we asked ourselves these questions? If we haven't looked closely, how do we know this has not been happening? How do we know if we haven't looked? 那我希望再问我们自己，这个是我问我自己的问题，我也是跟大家分享一下。那我们自己会讲到，会想，我们修行这些禅法，修行了很多年。 有一些我们是修行打坐，参话头，或是数息，学习，或是念佛。那我想问我们自己，有没有这些都是安定我们的心的方法？安定心非常重要，是一个基础。那我们有没有用这个基础，那个心安定之后， 那个心比较清楚明净的时候，我们有没有在这个时候去更深入的去了解，去参我们的心，是看清楚究竟我们的心是怎么样的，有什么在里面？还有，我们再问一下，当我们 参话头也好，数息也好，念佛也好，我们是不是在用这些方法来，就是支开了一些心里面很维系的起心动念？有没有在这样子？我们有没有去细心的、深入的去看？ 那如果我们没有去看，我们怎么知道我们没有在做？我们怎么知道我们没有去逃避来看这些维系的起心动念？So if we want to truly want to know how our mind, then we do need to cultivate this clear awareness of our mental dharma so that we can see the more subtle thought, not just be aware of the bodily and speech action, right? And when we can become aware of our thoughts arising moment to moment, then we become then we can begin to work on not giving rise to unwholesome mental dharmas and cutting off those who have arisen. 那如果我们可以深入我们的修行，让我们的心是能够够明净，还有我们去当心很明净的时候，去深入去探讨，去参，去看我们的心，看看这些很维系的心念起心动念究竟是什么。 那我们就开始有机会可以看到，是不是有不好的心念在升起？那我们才有机会去把它断掉，升起了才知道要断掉，才可以知道去不要起这些恶念。So the ability to be able to see and to cultivate this clarity of mind has a great deal to do with our meditative practice, whatever kind of meditative practice to stabilize our mind, reciting the Buddha's name, other kind of meditation. And of course, engaging in intensive retreat practice will be very useful in developing that. What I like to do is to spend the rest of the time we have here to examine more closely what unwholesome mental dharma is, so that we can recognize them when we have the mental, when our mind is clear enough to see it, we can recognize them and know what to do. 那我们怎么样可以让我们的心更宁静，还有应该怎么样去关照我们的心呢？我们都知道有方法的哈，禅修的方法还有那我们怎么用我们的禅修的方法去关照我们的心，日常可以做，可是当然去参加静静禅修很有用哈。那我们有机会就是可以去参加我们一直练习。那我希望呢，就是再讨论一下呢，究竟我们说不善或是恶的心法究竟是什么。那我们有一个概念的时候呢，当我们的心很宁静的时候，可以观照我们的心，我们就可以看到这个就是这个恶的心法，我们就知道怎么做了，知道可以要断掉了，不要让它升起了。 So when we talk about unwholesome mental dharma, we talk about anger, we talk about attachment. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about what attachment is, right? What do we mean by attachment? What comes to your mind when we say what's attachment, what's desire? What does it mean to you? Mm-hmm. So like the thought that this is mine, right? Now, 我们先讨论一下哈，什么是恶的心法？恶的心法，通常我们想到恶的心法最容易想到的就是贪跟嗔哈。那我们先探讨一下，我们贪或是那个执着，贪念就会让我们执着，这个意思是什么？我们究竟在说什么？是怎么样？那 Ansama 菩萨是说，我们执着贪，就是说想的起来的信念就是这个是我的，这个是我的，对。Anything else? What kind of thought process do we engage in, manifests when we talk about attachment greed? 还有呢，我们会起什么信念？我们讲到贪执着 ，Yes, Bill.
I think of attachment in this context, I guess, as a it's when we're emotionally involved with the experience that we're having in a manner that makes us either want to hold it and keep it, and not let it go away. Like I want this. Like this is a wonderful thing. I want it. I don't want it to go away.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of feeling. But also, it's also a form of attachment to have a negative emotional attitude towards something. Like I hate this thing. I wish it would go away. Ooh, gosh, I'd like to push this away. So it's that emotional investment in either keeping it or getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the attachment, as I understand it.
Yes, thank you. So, in case you can't hear Bill very well because of the microphone, attachment, in addition to thinking the thought that this is mine, there's also this emotional aspect, right? Like, I like this. I want more of this. I want to hold on to this. I don't want to be apart from it. Like, all these. We feel it emotionally, but that's a thought process. Very subtle thought process. We mainly experience it as feelings, right? But they are also mental dharma. We like, for lack of better words in English, we also call it thoughts. But these are more subtle thoughts. Right? 那刚才那个我问这究竟那还有呢？还有我们是通讲的是什么？那个 Bill 菩萨讲的很好哈，说我当我们讲到那个执着呢，还有那个情绪方面的层面的，就是我们很喜欢、很执着一个东西，很想要一个东西，我们就是会很想要一直黏住他，不要放，还有不要跟他分开，非常不愿意跟他分开，还越想要越来越多这样子。好，那这些呢，我们可以说是情绪方面的执着，可是也是心念的在升起。好， very very good. So These are the aspects of the mental dharma regarding attachment and desire that we can see as when we are calmer and when our mind is clear, right? 那当我们修行比较好的时候，那心比较明净的时候，我们是可以看到的，我们会很执着，我们可以看到我们对一些事情、对一些人很执着，很想多要一些，不想跟他分开，这样子，好，不要跟其他人分享，这样，我们这个是我们可以看到的。那，but actually we can desire and attachment, and go deeper with it. Besides, in addition to it being an act of wanting more and more and not wanting to be apart from it, the root of it has something to do with over-exaggerating the attractiveness of a phenomenon, and thus causing us to generate this very strong interest in it. And this results in ceaseless craving. Take a second to think about it, while I translate into Chinese. 那当然我们讲执着、贪念、贪爱我们可以通常可以知道的就是不要跟他分开，那个心里面都是非常希望一直跟自己很想念、很爱的人东西是一块的。可是当我们再想深入一点，执着、贪爱最深入、最根本的那个念头是什么？其实就是我们看到一个现象，物质也好，人也好，我们是把这一个现象的有吸引力的好的一方面，把它夸张了。在我们的心里面，把这些有吸引力好的方面夸张的夸大了，因为我们有心里面有这样子的影像，那我们就对它特别钟爱、特别喜欢，然后就是一直就是想要贪爱它、贪着它。So what we're talking about here is that it's a misconception. It's an extremely subtle thought. When we look at a phenomenon, rather than looking at its whole in its entirety, giving way to every aspect of it, we over-exaggerate the attractive part. And form this distorted image of that phenomenon. And so we have an embellished image of that phenomenon in our mind. And then we attach to it. So, 所以我们想想看，我们在做什么？这个是心里面很维系、很维系、很深沉的一个升起的念的信念，就是当我们看到一个现象，我们不是很清楚的看这个现象的每一个范畴、每一个方面，我们是看到它有吸引力好的一方面。然后我们在心里面夸大这个好的一方面，然后这个影像，这个是不是不完整的影像，是有误差的影像，我们就用这个有误差的影像，然后就想到，哎呀，这个东西多美好啊，我要就是一直就去，我们就贪着它了。So this arising of this kind of misconception, the subtle thought, subtle mental dharma, that we can cultivate our mind to become aware of. 所以我们当我们精进的修行的时候，我们是在深入。我们是什么意思？就是让我们在心很明净的时候，去看。心里面有没有这样子升起有误差的那个影像，产生有误差的影像。 So take for example, right? I offer you a personal example. You all know that my husband is sitting here falling asleep, and he is meditating, yes, like I'm going to focus and exaggerate the positive aspect of this because he's my husband. When we are very attached to someone, like we love someone, it can be our spouse, it can be our children, someone very important in our life, right? We want to spend time with them, we don't want to be apart from them, when we are not with them, we miss them, right? That's what we call like that's attachment. That's something we need to deal with, right? We don't like that's too much attachment. We want to be less attached. That's what we talk about usually in our practice. And so it's okay. We have to like be less attached, to like people we're very attached to, for example. And then, but it doesn't work very well because I'm still attached to him because I he's my husband. I love him. Like that's just what it is. So we feel a little bit helpless about attachment after a while because we can't help this. 那我们想到我们生活里面的一些例子哈，那好像那我自己的先生在这里哈，那我们想到我们生活里面我们很喜欢很执着的人，很爱的人哈。那我们通常的意思是什么呢？我们很爱一个很喜欢很爱一个人，或者先生太太啊，小孩啊，家人啊，我们很爱一个人，我们就很想常常在跟这个人一块，不要跟他们分开，不是跟他们一块的时候，我们就会很想念他们哈。就是我们有这样子的心念的感觉的时候，我们就知道我们是很执着了。很执着了。那我们就想呢，我们在修行里面就是这些执着就是我们要放下的，放下这些执着哈。可是呢我们就会想，哎呀，不要那么多这么执着那个人呐、可是我们会告诉我们不要那么执着，可是好像没有什么用，还是会执着，因为我还是很爱他，还是很执着的，好像没有什么用哈。那So because we focus on these thoughts that we are aware of very easily, the attachment, wanting to spend time with somebody as what we need to cut off, that somehow doesn't really work. Perhaps what we're missing is the root. Underneath it is what I was talking about, this misconception. When we are very attached to something or someone, we're exaggerating its attractive aspect. 或许为什么我们说要不要那么执着一个人啊，不是很容易哈？为什么呢？或许我们是从那个不是从这最根本的层面来修行，很根本的层面就是我们刚才讲的，我们很执着那事物那个人，是因为我们心里面有一个产生一个误差，把那个人或者物的好的一方面夸张了，不是说他没有好的东西，可是我们把它夸大了，夸张了。So, when we think about it, when we think about the person we are very attached to, right? So, I share it with you. Like when I think about my husband, like very, you know, love him very much, and I think about, you know, the image of him like smiling, when he makes me laugh, when he does really nice things to me, for me, like make breakfast for me, like think of all these things, right? So, or think of some of us, maybe we also think of like the very romantic time we spent together, romantic circumstances under which we met. That's what we think, that's what we associate with the person we are very attached to. 那我们想想看哈，再回到我的例子，我想到我先生哈。当我想到我先生，我是这个是我很执着很爱的一个人哈。你想到，那想到这个人，想到那什么？想到这个人，对着我笑啊，那个影像啊，这个或者是他做一些让东西让我很高兴，让我笑啊，或者是就做一些很好的东西，或者是给我做早餐啊，或者是想到我们是怎么认识啊，都会想到这些美好的经验跟影像哈。Let's take a moment to think. Can this person? Sorry, David. I know it's true. Can this person be like this every moment? All the time? Can this person be smiling and nice and making us laugh all the time, every moment? Is it possible that we are forgetting or ignoring or denying that this person can sometimes be rude to some people? Is it possible that this person can be sometimes not smiley, be a little bit grumpy?
Not David,
exception. So he's a Buddha already. So, a lot of the time, is it possible there are times that this person is not the person that fit the image in our mind? Is it possible? Definitely.
Right. But Rebecca, this also sometimes the attachment is for because of your own fears or need or, you know, all the reasons other than you have a wonderful romantic image of your husband, but other people that may just be afraid to be alone or, you know, and they're so attached, and if you leave me, forget it, I'm going to die.
Yeah, of course there are other, so I'm just going to isolate this particular this particular aspect to make the point, right, Anselmo. So, 那我们再想让大家想想看哈，我们有就是很美好的影像哈，可是我们想一想看，问我们自己，是有没有可能这个人是我先生哈，有没有可能每一分每一秒都是这么好的，都是这么笑着对我的，都是做一些很好的事情来对我的，都从来不发脾气的啊？有没有可能？有没有可能？我们或许可以问一下，是不是有些时候他也会发脾气啦，或是心情不好啦，不要那么笑笑脸的啦？有没有可能啊？有啊，有这些其他的时间哈。可是我们是不是有可能忘记了，不想他，不想要去想他，不想要去承认这个人有些时候也是会不是那么好的， 不是那么肖像年的哈，是不是？大概是有这些时间，每一个人每可能100% 常常都是笑笑的，心情好的哈，没可能。Yet our mind misconceive this person over exaggerating this person's attractiveness, and so we give rise to our desire and attachment. Does it mean that this person has no good point? Absolutely not true, right? But we over exaggerate it, so we cannot see this person, experience this person objectively. 可是我们，但我们，可是我们平常通常就是有心里面产生这个误差，我们夸大了这个人的好的有吸引力的方面，那这样子就让我们一直很执着那个人了。Are we aware of these subtle thoughts of desire arising in our mind in the form of this misconception? 我问我们自己，我们有知不知道这样子的心里面这个误差在升起在我们的心里面，知不知道？Maybe if we are aware of them, then we will see the root of our desire and attachment. 或许我们如果可以清清楚楚的看到的话，我们就会知道我们的执着贪念是从哪里来的。However, when we are aware of these subtle thoughts of our misconception,of the fact that our attachment to someone comes from our idea of someone that is a distorted image coming from over-exaggerating this person's attractiveness. Even when we are aware of it, we don't really want to cut it off. We want to believe in this. Is that possible?那或许就算我们可以清清楚楚地看到我们的心很维系的这个心念是有这样子的误差，去夸大这个人的好处，让我们很执着他，我们看到了，我们愿不愿意去把它断掉？我们愿不愿意放弃这个美好的影像，在我们心里面这个美好的影像。 Ask ourselves. Master Yin Shun, when he talked about diligence in the practice, diligence involving cutting off unwholesome deeds, he talked about the need for courage. It's not easyeven when we can see it. We don't want to. Like, I want to hold on to these images. So even though, you know, I want to let go of attachment, I want to let go of desire, deep, deep down, do we want to do it? Do we have the courage to? 所以在应训导师的时候，禅佛之道里面讲到精进修行要把恶，我们升起的恶念断掉。印顺导师讲到我们需要勇气的，因为就算我们的心够明净看到，我们也不想断掉，我们很想一直在执着这个我们心里面这么美好的影像，虽然其实跟现实是没有关系的。We want to hold on to these images, even though they actually have not very much to do with reality. We want to hold on to it. So that's not very easy. Let's spend a little bit of time talking about the other unwholesome deed that we've been talking about, anger. What is anger? Let's talk about it. Now, we usually think about anger as these emotional outbursts, right? We all have seen people who are angry. We have been angry ourselves. Emotional, like Bill was talking about, it's an emotional experience. And maybe associated with like negative thoughts about something. Like, that's bad. I don't like it. Right. 那我们再想想看什么是 嗔, 我们刚才讲贪, 嗔, 什么是嗔心? 我们通常讲嗔呢, 就是 情绪 所感受的那个嗔, 就是 很生气嘛, 我们就是很愤怒, 很生气, 还有加上一些念头, 我们可以, 有些时候, 啊, 心比较明净的时候, 有些时候可以察觉到的, 一些, 念头就是, 啊, 这个人很坏啊, 我很不喜欢啊, 我们就心里面就生气了。 So that's our usual understanding of anger, right? But at the root of it, at the more subtle level, anger is also a mistaken conception. And this time, this mistaken conception has to do with an over-exaggeration of the displeasing aspect of the object. 可是跟刚才我们讲的执着一样，愤怒心 也是一个我们心里面的一个误差，在很维系，也是一个很维系的那个心法的层面，也是一个误差。这个误差就是相反的，我们夸张了、夸大了这个现象一个不好的一方面，把它夸大，然后没有去注意那个好的一方面。 Let me give you an example. I recently caught myself complaining about a colleague of mine. And I was kind of expressing some anger, kind of annoyed, really annoyed with this person. Like, not really wanting to like deal with this person very much, like at work. Right? So, just complaining. This person, like this person's talk all the time and monopolize conversation, never let other people, including me, to finish my sentence. Talk all the time. Right? Annoyed, a little annoyed of it. Okay. And while doing that, I was only focusing on these moments of this person monopolizing a conversation. And sort of denying in my mind, forgetting that she also sometimes is actually a lot of the time very helpful and very nice and very cooperative, really a great colleague, right? But in the moment, I was just over-exaggerating and focusing in my mind the displeasing aspects of this person, and give rise to aversion and anger. Have we all experienced that? But we usually can see the aversion thought, oh, like she's just, you know, so annoying, and like we can see the negative thoughts and emotion, but not really see the very subtle level of the mind's activity of over-exaggerating the displeasing aspect of it. 那想要讲一下那个例子哈，那最近我看到，我也想也看到关照到自己呢，你对一个同事啊，就是哎呀，觉得他很烦啊，愤怒心啊，这个是愤怒心，这个觉得很烦，因为他呢就想在抱怨啊，说哎呀，这个同事啊，他整天讲话。 讲话不讲不停，然后讲话呢，就其他人在讲呢，就不让他讲完，他就继续讲，就觉得哎，这个人好烦哦，啊，就在抱怨。其实呢，当我这样子在想的时候呢，就是在夸大这个人不好的那一方面。 就是去忘记了或是不愿意去想了，这个人其实也有很多其他好的。其实我在想，这个同事其实他是一个很用心的同事，他很愿意帮人的，在工作上面也是很合作的，其实是一个非常好的同事。不要想他，就只是光去想这个人有多烦啊，然后就让我们升起愤怒心王。So are we aware of this subtle thought of over-exaggerating the displeasing aspect of something, someone, when we give rise to anger? 那我们问我们自己，有没有可以看到、关照到自己这个最维系的信念？为什么是生气？就是去夸张了这个人或是物不好的一方面。所以呢actually last week, those of you who were here for the transmitting of the lamb, we were fortunate to have heard Shifu talk about how to protect the spiritual environment, protecting the spiritual environment is really about protecting our mind from these contaminants of misconception that arise in our mind at very subtle levels. 那上个礼拜我们传灯日哈，我们师父讲到心灵环保，怎么去心灵做心灵环保。其实心灵环保就是要保护我们的心的环境，不要让这些污染我们心灵的这些维系的那个误差的念头升起。So I share with you what Shifu taught us here. Some of you heard it already. The first step to do is we always look at the positive. Look at the positive. So, for example, when I get annoyed by someone, what's the positive? Like, I give rise to anger. What's the positive? Be very grateful that someone's here to give rise to anger in me so that I see that. I give rise to anger. I respond to that. Maybe there's something about in my ego, something that she is challenging, or maybe, you know, there's something that allow me to see actually this more subtle level of my thoughts process. Gratitude, very powerful practice. 那师父讲到第一步呢，就是心灵环保的第一步就是每任何时间从看正面的看，从正面看。那怎么看正面呢？好像那个同事这么好烦的，让我们升起愤怒心，怎么有什么正面啊？升起什么？升起那个感恩心，感恩有这个同事让我升起这个愤怒心啊，有机会让我可以关照到愤怒心是怎么升起的，要让我们有机会可以关照到啊，这里心里面有这些维系的念头，是让我们升起这样子的愤怒心。感恩，这个是非常有用，非常从正面看那个正面。And the second step has to do with maintaining an awareness of our mind, clear awareness of our mind, moment to moment. 那第二层面，师父就讲，从任何时间时时刻刻，要我们的心随时保持明净。清清楚楚的知道我们起心动念是做什么。 That's what I was talking about, right? Cultivate this mental stability and clarity. 这个就是我刚才讲的，让我们要努力修行，让我们的心是随时可以很清明净的。第三个 third level, the third step is so that we can become aware of these unwholesome thoughts arising. We become aware of them arising when they are about to arise, so that they don't even become fully formed. That is preventing unwholesome deeds from arising. How do we do that? When we are watching and clearly aware of our mind at all times, we become very familiar with our mental habits. It is like if you spend a lot of time with a child, you know, when they're running towards the candy jar, like they took one step, you already know that they're going for the candy jar. They won't even get to touch the candy. It is like that. You become very familiar with your own mental habits. So the unwholesome thoughts don't even have a chance to become fully formed. 那第三个层次是不讲，就是，不要让我们的恶念，在没有升起的时候就已经清清楚楚的知道它要升起了，那让就不让它升起了。你说，哎呀，怎么可能还没有升起？怎么知道？当我们时时刻刻都关照我们的起心动念。 我们就很清楚我们心的习性，当我们很清楚我们的心的习性，我们就知道还没有升起那个念头，我们就大概要怎么样。好像我们有看小孩子，小孩子他常常要去那个某一个地方拿糖果，你知道他要跑去拿糖果的时候，他就要跑向哪一个方向，跑那个几步。 他跑第一步你就知道他要去拿糖果嘛，是吗？他跑第一步你就知道，就不让他跑第二步就好了嘛。我们的心也是一样，我们很了解我们的起心动念、习性的时候，我们也是可以，不要让，我们就知道，我们就知道我们要起这个生气的念头，是最维系的那个层次，就不会。 到我们已经觉得生气了，那个念头了。那，so thank you. I hope this sharing was a little use for you, and have an opportunity to discuss with some of you during lunchtime. 那谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。那如果希望有机会跟大家或许用餐的时候讨论阿弥陀佛。谢谢。
We thank today's speaker.